请弟兄姊妹们把圣经翻到约翰福音十四章。
I'm asking brothers and sisters to turn to the Bible to Gospel Book of John, Chapter 14.
我们从其中要念一小段。
And we are going to read a small scripture.
从第一节开始。
Chapter 14, verse 1.
你们心里不要忧愁，你们信神也当信我。在我父的家里有许多住处，若是没有，我就早已告诉你们了。我去原是为你们预备地方去，我若去为你们预备了地方，就要再来把你们接到我那里去，我在那里，叫你们也在那里。我往哪里去，你们也知道那条路。你们知道那条路，你们也知道。多马对他说：“主啊，我们不知道你往哪里去，怎么知道那条路呢？”先念
这段。Do not let your heart be troubled. Trust in God, trust also in me. In my Father's house are many rooms. If it were not so, I would have told you. I'm going there to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you to be with me, that you also may be where I am. You know the way to the place where I am going. Thomas asked to him, Lord, we don't know where you are going, so how can we know the way?
耶稣说，我就是道路、真理、生命，若不借着我，没有人能到父那里去。你们若认识我，也就认识我的父。从今以后，你们认识他，并且已经看见他。
Jesus answered, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you really knew me, you would know my Father as well. From now on, you do know him and have seen him.
腓力对他说，求主将父显给我们看，我们就知足了。耶稣对他说，腓力，我与你们同在这么长久，你还不认识我吗？人看见了我，就是看见了父。你怎么说，将父显给我们看呢？我在父里面，父在我里面，你不信吗？
Philip said, Lord, show us the Father, and that will be enough for us. Jesus answered, Don't you know me, Philip? Even after I have been among you such a long time, anyone who has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, show us the Father? Don't you believe that I am in the Father and that the Father is in me? The words I say to you are not just my own. Rather, it is the Father living in me who is doing his work.
我们先暂时念到这里。
And we'll stop reading to here.
感谢主。
Thanks the Lord.
让我们在主还没有回来以前，还有时间和神的儿女们一同交通他自己的话。
That's before the Lord returns, we still have fellowship with brothers and sisters.
我说这一句话是有意思的。
I have a meaning to this word.
因为如果弟兄姊妹们稍微多留意到，现在在我们这个地球里吧，你是说所发生的是天上的、地上的、人中间的，你会发现一个现象。
Because if you pay attention to what is happening to the world, what happened in the heaven or in the world and among us, then you will see this phenomenon.
简单的说来就是说，如果这些事情继续的蔓延下去。
In a simple word, what happened continues?
那这个地上的人怎么活呢？
Then how can man continue to live?
当然这个是人一般的会有的反应。
Of course, this is a natural reaction from man.
但是我自己个人就很深的觉得，主让这些事情 那么显著的出现，乃是要提醒我们去留意一个事实。
But I personally feel that when Lord allow all these things happen, is to bring our attention.
什么事实
？And what attention?
我们说他要回来。
That he is going to return.
这些事情就是那一个前奏。
And all these happens are the are the beginning of his return.
我们看到那些事情的时候，我们。不必要继续往坏处去想。
We don't need to think of anything else outside.
我们得因着这些事情引领我们更好的往前去想。
All these things happen so that we can think forward.
想什么呢
？What shall we think about?
主啊，你回来。
That Lord, you are returning.
我们感谢神。
We thank the Lord.
如果主是这样领着我们来度过我们的年日。
If Lord is guiding us this way to pass our time on the earth,
我们实在是很蒙福的。
We are truly blessed.
但是我只是借着这样的一个环境。
But I'm only passing in this circumstances.
来回到主自己的话的里面。
To return to the,
来注意。
To return to the Lord's words so that we can pay attention.
主曾经跟我们说过一些什么话。
What Lord had told us before.
和我们所遭遇到的任何的环境都发生关系。
And it's all related to what we are encountering right now.
那就是我们跟神中间的那个正常的关系。
That is the normal relationship that we have with the Lord.
我想我们刚才读的那段经文呢，是接着他主跟门徒在最后一次在耶路撒冷吃过逾越节的晚餐以后的一些记录。
The passage which is read are recorded right after Jesus had the last supper with his disciples after the Passover.
因为主在那段时间已经比较明显地告诉他说，十字架摆在我前面，我要上去了。
Because Lord started telling the disciples that the cross is in front of him, that he is going to be hanged on the cross.
当然，主不是头一次对门徒们说这个话。
Of course, this was not the first time that the Lord mentioned to his disciples.
在主跟门徒在一起的时候，主跟他们在幕后的时间呢，接连说了好几次这样的话。
Lord has repeatedly indicated to them a few times.
但是门徒对主说这个话的反应是怎么样呢
？But what is the reaction from the disciples？
他们，我们很，我也不没有条件在这里把他们当时的心情说得清楚。
I'm not qualified to judge them。
但是有一件事情我们可以肯定的。
But we can be sure。
因为是主自己的话在那里说明的。
Because Jesus said it himself。
门徒跟随主。跟随主了三年半。
Those disciples had followed Jesus for 3.5 years.
到了主上十字架的前夕，主说出了他要走的路。
Right before Jesus go up to the cross, he said what he the way that he is going to.
他也说，主也说出了死并不是他的尽头。
Lord had clearly told him that the death is not the end.
死是他要走过的一个路程，要带进神的那个荣耀的旨意，进入更高一层的属灵的需要。
Death is only a path that he has to pass through, and that will bring him to a higher glory in God.
那是借着主的复活和带进神永远的计划，在地上继续的往前行。
That is through the resurrection that we will be brought into God's will, and so that we can continue to walk in this eternity.
但是门徒在当时一点都不明白。
But disciples did not understand at that time.
他们为什么不明白呢
？And why can't they understand?
像主说，你跟随我们三年半了，
and Jesus
你还不知道我是谁吗
？Jesus, just like Jesus said, you follow me for 3.5 years, and you still don't know who I am.
甚至弟兄姊妹也记得，就在这个事情前不久，主跟彼得的一次的谈话。
And you might remember that Jesus had a conversation with Peter.
人说我是谁
？And he said, "Who did they say I am? Who I am?"
你们说我是谁
？And who did you say that I am?
当时彼得的回答就很清楚。
And Peter's answer was clear.
他说你是基督，是神的儿子。
You are Christ, Son of God.
弟兄姊妹们，这个话是应该是我们很熟悉的。
But this is a familiar answer to all of us.
那是在马太福音十六章。
That is in the book of Matthew, chapter 16.
那这些话都是弟兄的门徒们在当时都听过的。
These are all the words that the disciples had heard.
在他们实际的里头，是不是真的这样认识神的儿子的
？But in their practical mind, is that how they understand Jesus is?
我们从以后所发生的事情。
And in the later events,
我们留意到门徒对主的认识，虽然彼得在启示里头知道神的儿子是基督。
That even though in the revelation from the Spirit, Peter understood that Jesus is the Son of God.
但是你看到彼得在主复活了以后所经历过的一些事情，你很清楚知道。他里面实在不知道什么叫做神的儿子，什么叫做基督。
But you can see from the events that after Christ was resurrected, Peter did not understand, truly understand what is Christ and what is Son of God.
他们所有的认定都和在旧约里头以色列人他们心里的先知所知道的一样。
All their knowledge was from the Old Testament as an Israelite understand the Old Testament.
这是一个大先知。
That is, he is the great prophet.
这是一个神赐给我们的弥赛亚。
He is the Messiah from God.
弥赛亚就是救赎者了。
Messiah is the Savior.
这个救赎就是救赎以色列脱离那个地上的那个各种各样的困扰。
And the Savior is to save the Israelites from all the troubles under the world.
好了，现在他们面对一个事实。
And so now they are facing the fact.
主给钉死在十字架上。
The Lord was crucified.
大先知不在了。
The prophet disappeared.
我们前面还有路吗？
Is there another way in front of us?
我们还是要照着他所说的往前走吗？
Are we still continuing the way that he said?
那这个时候他们当时来说是他们心思里面非常困惑的一个光景。
At that time, it was a true dilemma to them.
那所以在逾越节那个晚餐过了以后
，And therefore after that Passover dinner,
主跟他们有一些谈话。
Lord had conversation with them.
就告诉他们
，And told them,
不要为着我所遭遇的事情忧愁。
Do not be bothered by what is going to happen to me.
因为你知道我现在要往哪里去。
Because you knew that where I am going to.
我去哪里？
Where I'm going to,
在那里预备地方
is to prepare a place for you.
预备好了还要回来接你们到那里去。
After I prepare the place, I'm going to come back for you.
说你们心里不要忧愁，那个前面要发生的事。
And therefore, do not be worried and sad what is going to happen.
那这就引起门徒当中有许多的想法了。
And therefore, it created many thoughts from disciples.
其中一个多马就首先发言了。
And the first person who spoke is Thomas.
他说主啊。
He said, Lord.
我不知道你去哪了。
We don't know where you are going.
我们也不知道你去哪里了。
We don't know where you will be going.
那条路是怎么走我们也都不知道了。
We don't even know how to walk,
continue to walk the way. 怎么你说我们知道并且我们连这条路也知道呢？
So how can you say that we know the way?
感谢主。
Thanks the Lord.
多马的那个疑惑就引起主给他们说了很多的话。
The question from Thomas has led Jesus to give them more answers.
就刚才我们所念的经文就是其中的一点点。
The scriptures we just read is a little of it.
如果严格的说起来。
And practically.
弟兄姊妹你应该要看到从十四章约翰福音十四章开始。一直到十七章
Brothers and sisters, you will see from chapter 14 to 17
都是主在他们吃过逾越节以后给门徒们的谈话
are all the conversation and fellowship that Lord has with his disciples
而这一切的谈话呢
and all these fellowships
你看到那个引起主说这一段话的原因就是十四章刚才我们所念的那段话。
And you see all these fellowships started from the question of Thomas.
对那一段话来说，我们是文字上是比较熟悉。
We are pretty familiar with the verse.
特别是主说到
，especially the Lord said，
他的答案是那么的清楚和明确。
His answer is so clear to us.
主说：“我就是道路、真理、生命，若不借着我。”没有人能到父那里去。
Jesus answered, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me.
这几句文字也许对弟兄姊妹们来说是蛮熟悉的。
It's very familiar to brothers and sisters.
但是这几段，这几句话的里面，实在主说了什么具体的内容呢？
But what did Jesus mean from this verse?
也许弟兄姊妹们就不一定掌握得很完整。
Then brothers and sisters may not have the complete understanding.
但是我先说。
But let me first say,
弟兄姊妹们，如果你把第十四章一直一口气一直念到十七章。
If you read from chapter 14 all the way to chapter 17,
你可以把当时主跟门徒所说的那许多的话重要的点都掌握在你的认识里。
Then you can grab all the understanding from what Jesus said.
但是你认识那个重要的点。
But if you understand the important point,
是很好。
It's good.
但是你必须要掌握那些点究竟是说什么。
But you have to understand, apply those points.
如果你只是知道那几个点，
If you only know what are those points,
那你只要记得刚才主自己回答的那几句话就够了。
And then you just need to memorize the verse.
但是你如果不知道主回答这几句话的里面实在是说什么，
But if you don't understand what is actually implying,
严格的说起来你还是不知道。
Strictly speaking, that you still do not understand.
原谅我是说这样直接的话。
And forgive me for being so direct.
因为我自己是从这个光景里面走过来的。
Because I passed through this passage.
也看到许多神的儿女们也是在这样的光景里边走过来的。
And I saw a lot of brothers and sisters walk through the same experience.
但是那个时候就是知道这几句话。
At that time, you just know the word.
但是几句话的实际的光景，我们实在没有一点都没掌握得到。
But the actual implying, we do not understand.
只掌握到一点。
We only know.
但是这点是只是这几句话里头的一个小题目。
But we know one point, which is only a little part of this verse.
就是主钉十字架。
That Lord was crucified.
三天以后复活。
Three days later, he resurrected.
那就是知道这么一件事。
That's all we know.
你说知道这么一件事情，你就很宝贝了。
Then you say that it's very precious to know this.
对我们来说，的确是很宝贝。
To us, it's precious.
因为你知道为什么你要接受十字架上的基督。
Because then you know why you have to accept this Christ.
你也知道。从十字架上走过来的基督如何作为我们的拯救。
Then you understand how he became our savior.
那对我们来说的确是一件大事。
Truly is a big deal to us.
用我们的话来说就是说我们已经知道了我们不自灭亡反得永生。
In another verse is that we know that we are saved and we would not But we'll have the eternal life.
那这样还不够吗？
Isn't that enough?
我常常跟弟兄姊妹提到，
I always mention to brothers.
对我们来说是很够了。
To us it's enough.
但是对神自己的计划来说，是神自己在整个宇宙里头说要成就的事来说，就不但是不够，并且是我们还有许许多多的不够领会。
But to God's plan, to this universe, not only this is not enough, but also we are so much behind.
但是感谢主。
But thanks the Lord.
主用这几句话就包括他所要说的，对我们提出了一个大前提。
That Lord used these few verses to bring out a bigger topic to us.
也提出了这一个大前提要带出一个什么样的结果？
That this topic will bring us to a result.
原谅我先和弟兄姊妹看这几句话。
And forgive me to bring out these verses to you first.
那弟兄姊妹，你一定很熟悉。
You are familiar, very familiar.
我是道路、真理、生命。
I am the way, the truth, and the life.
这几句话，弟兄姊妹没有难处。
You have no trouble understanding this.
接上去那一句话呢？
And how about the next sentence?
若不借着我，没有人能到哪里去。
No one comes to the Father except through me.
他说对了，但是我没说对。
I said it in the right verse, but he didn't.
我特别是说不说出来。
I didn't say it.
我就是向弟兄姊妹们，你了解一下那个严重的地方。
I want you to pay attention to the importance.
假如我把它说出来，但是我代用一个字来代替。
If I said it right and use another word.
人不借着我，没有人能到神那里去。
If man doesn't pass through me, then no one can come to the God.
跟主在这里说的，不借着我，没有人能到父那里去，有区别没有？
What is the difference from what I just said and the passage saying that no one comes to the Father?
在观念上来看，我们好像没有区别。
Probably it doesn't make a big difference.
一样啊。
It looks the same.
到神那里去就是到父那里去啊。
To the God, and it's the same to the Father.
到父那里去也当然就等于到神那里去了。
If you go to the Father, that means you went to the God.
在文字上好像是这样。
It looks the same.
在实际上就完全不一样。
But in fact, it's different.
弟兄姊妹们，你只要先考虑一个问题。
Brothers and sisters, think about this.
人到神那里去做什么？
When human come to the God, what do we do?
很简单的那个答案。
A simple answer.
一个就是蒙恩。
One is to receive grace.
但是还有另外一个。
And another one.
不能忘记啊。
Don't forget.
如果人到神的面前不能蒙恩。
If men come to God and do not receive grace.
那另外一个结果是什么？
Then what is the other result?
那接受神的审判。
And that is to receive punishment.
那个结果是什么？
And what is the result?
那就是还在灭亡里。
That is still in the eternal death.
弟兄姊妹，你留意到那个区别了。
You see the difference?
我们感谢神。
We thank the Lord.
我们的主对我们说的话是说得蛮清楚的。
Our Lord said it very clearly to us.
一点留下来的痕迹都没有。
There is
没有可以让人找到。把他的意思误解的。
There is no leftover meaning that can make us misunderstand.
他是说，人若不借着我，没有人能到父那里去。
He clearly say, no one comes to the Father except through me.
什么意思？
What does that mean?
什么人可以到父那里去？
Who can come to the Father?
你会不会到街上碰到一个男人，你就说，哎呀，你是我爸爸？
Will you run on the street and meet any man and call him father?
你绝对不会说这样的事。
Absolutely not.
做这样的事，说这样的话。
You would not do that.
什么人有这个条件可以说这个话？
So who is qualified to say this?
真实是他儿子的。
Only the son.
不管你在什么地方碰到他。
No matter where you meet him.
他都是他的父。
He will be the father for this.
看到那个特别了没有？
Then you see the difference?
我们感谢我们的神。
We have to thank our Lord.
多马当时的问题就是说，主啊，你去哪里？我们不知道。
Thomas' question is, Lord, where are you going? We don't know.
那条路怎么去？我们也不知道。
We don't know the way to go.
但是主不是明说吗？
But Lord clearly
answered. 我是到父那里去。
I am going to the Father.
我在那里预备地方。预备好了就回来接你们。
I'm going to prepare a place and
主已经把那个范围包括了门徒在里头了。
Lord has already included the disciples.
我是到父那里去。
I am going to the Father.
那这个父与子的关系很清楚。
And this is a clear relationship between Father and Son.
但是门徒还不知，刚才我说的话就是让弟兄姊妹你知道，门徒心里头，头脑也许知道。基督是神，耶稣基督是神的儿子，但是他是实际上呢
？In their mind, they understand the relationship between Jesus and God, the Father and Son.
他们还不能很清楚的掌握到、领会到这一位是真实的神的儿子。
But practically, they still did not understand.Or know that Jesus is the real Son of God.
所以才会向主发出那些问题嘛。
And therefore, they have these questions.
你去哪里？我们不知道。
Where are you going? We don't know.
那条路我们也不知道。
We don't know the way either.
这就引起主说了那么几句那么宝贵的话。
And therefore Jesus answered all these precious words.
主说。
And the Lord said,
我就是道路。
I am the way.
真理。
And the truth.
生命。
And the life.
人若不借着我。
No.Except through me,
没有人能到父那里去。
No one comes to the Father.
弟兄姊妹们
brothers and sisters,
主把的话说得太清楚了。
It's so clear from the Lord.
但是你说清楚是清楚，但是内容是什么，我们还不太容易掌握。
You might say it's very clear, but I still don't truly grab the meaning.
这也是实在的话。
Which is also practical.
因为主说他是道路。
Because Lord said, I am the way.
我们这个比较领会的容易一点。
It may be easier for us.
而我们会想起。
That we can think.
主钉十字架。
Lord was crucified.
埋葬在坟墓里。
Buried in the grave.
三天后从死里复活。
Three days later resurrected.
就把人和神当中所产生的那个间隔拿掉了。
And remove all the interruptions between God and human.
接着他我们就可以到神那里去了。
Through him we can go to God.
这是我们的领会。
This is our understanding.
但是我们的主说这句话不是只有那么一点点的意思。
But when our Lord mentioned that he's the way,
接着他就说我又是道路，我也是真理。
Because he then said that he is also the truth.
这个就更叫我们有点困惑了。
This may make us question.
正如当年审判主的那个比拉多的那个罗马的班长在那里说
，Just like the Roman officer Pilate,
什么叫做真理
who were judging
真理是什么
Jesus, that he was questioning Jesus, what is the truth?
你说当时那个在罗马的文化的里边
，In the Roman culture at that time,
对于真理这个词也掌握不住的
，They didn't truly understand the word truth.
那也是很稀奇的，在人的感觉里。
That is also a strange feeling in man's feeling.
但是主说我只是为着真理而来。那个是说真理是什么
？But Jesus says, "I came for the truth."
你为真理来。
You came for the truth.
为什么真理
？What's truth?
这是主被审判的时候那一点点的记录了。
That is when Jesus was judged by Pilate.
主当时也没回答他，就是回答了他们也不懂。
Jesus didn't answer, but even if Jesus answered, they might not understand.
但是主说了，他是道真理以外。
And besides, Jesus said that he is the truth.
我是生命。
He continued to say that he is the life.
弟兄姊妹记得。
Remember.
那主说的是三点。
Lord mentioned three
points. 但是归纳出来是一个事实。
But concluded into one fact.
如果在这三点里头缺了一点。
In these three points, missing one point.
那个结果出来不出来？
Would that result come?
那个结果出不来的。
That result would not come out.
那主是说我是道路、真理、生命。
Lord said, "I'm the way, the truth, and the life."
在我们中文圣经翻译出来的时候，好像给我们看到是三件事。
In our Chinese Bible, it mentioned three points.
但是在主的话的里头，这三件事是一件事。
But in Lord's answer, these three points are one thing.
是一件事情里面的三个内容。
It's three contents within one thing.
这三个内容是连贯在一起的。
And these three contents are related.
也是彼此当中有连结的。
And they are connected.
是这样的三个点。
And these three points.
就带出一个结果。
Bring to one result.
借着我，人就可以到父那里去。
Through me, then man can come to the Father.
不借着我，就没有人可以到父那里去。
Not through me, then no one can come to the Father.
话清楚不清楚的
？Isn't that clear?
非常的清楚。
Very clear.
那因此我们就不能不来留意了。
And therefore we cannot.
主说他是道路。
That Lord said he is the way.
他是真理。
He is the truth.
是生命。
And he is the life.
在英文圣经里头，这三个字是给我们比较容易领会的，因为它就在三件事的前面都有一个冠词。
And in English version, it's easier to understand because there is this connection word.
就说出 我就是这一条道路。
That he said, I am the way.
我是这一个真理。
And I'm the truth.
我是这一个生命。
And I'm the life.
人不借着我。
Except through me.
这个我就包括了这三个。
And this me included those three the.
没有缺一点点。
Not missing anyone.
你只要缺了一点点。
If you're missing one of them,
那就不组成这一个事实。
Then it doesn't contain the whole
thing. 那就不是那一条路，那条真正的路。
Then it's not that the way.
结果就是人没有路可以到神那里去，到父那里去。
And then the result is man cannot find the way to the Father.
晚上我就稍微用一点点时间来在这三点上面来交通一下。
And tonight I want to share about these three points.
当然。时间的限制，我是没办法说得很透彻。
With time limitation, I might not be saying it too clear.
但是，这是主给我出来和弟兄姊妹交通这个的目的，乃是引起弟兄姊妹们，你找到一个方向和原则去思念主说这句话。是什么意思?
But Lord gave me this burden to share with brothers and sisters so that you can be enlightened and to continue to seek God's way.
而不是我能告诉你说这个话里头有多少的意思。
It's not me telling you how many meanings from this word.
我没有这样的条件。
I'm not qualified.
也没有这样的能力。
And I'm not capable.
但是主的话是可以给我们按照他所说的是进到他所要我们明白的意思里。
But the Lord will bring us into His word and His meaning.
当一主一提到我是道路的时候，我是这一条道路的时候。
Once the Lord said, "I am the way."
那就是说，我们人是站在一个迷路的光景里。
And that is to say that we are in astray.
如果我们不是迷路的人，我们是。管你道路不道路呢
If we are not lost, then how would we want to care whether this is the way?
就是因为我们迷了路，我们才要找路。
Because we are in astray, we are lost, so we want to find the way.
那弟兄姊妹，你就看到了这一个问题，就把我们推到一个很早很早的时间。
And so you will see that we are being pushed back to the before time.
更早一点时间的 more early
the earlier time
你弟兄姊妹你找到一个什么时候
and earlier to what point
找到神和人的关系开始
to the point that when the relationship between man and God
我们感谢神
we thank the Lord
地上怎么会有人跑出来
how humanappear on the earth.
人有很多的道理来说出人类的祖宗。
Man has a lot of explanation about the ancestors.
但是我们的主说我们是从神来的。
But our God told us that
we came from God. 很明显地告诉我们。
And clearly told us.
人是从神来。
Man come from God.
并且起初的时候和神的关系非常非常的好。
Plus a very good relationship with God in the beginning.
给把人造出来的时候
When God made man
是也是有神的目的的
Has God's purpose
神的目的也说得非常的清楚
And he said it very clearly
如果弟兄姊妹们你回到创世纪第一章
If you return to the book of Genesis
你说到那么早的时候啊
Chapter 1 And you said so early
如果你说到神的心思里面的这个意念比创世纪第一章还要早
If you said God's willActually started before the book of Genesis.
但是在创世纪第一章的里头，神就把人和神的那个关系先摆了出来。
But in the book of Genesis, chapter 1, verse 1, God already showed the relationship.
神为什么造人呢
？Why God created man?
当然，如果我们回到创世纪第一章
，If we return to chapter 1 of the book
of Genesis, 很多的事情我们都要注意到的了。
Then we have to pay attention.
带回我们到真理的时候，我再说说。
And I'll mention it again when I mention the truth.
我现在只是说人和神的关系。
I only mention about the relationship right now.
人把神把人造出来
，God created man.
有一个非常明确的目的。
Has a purpose.
神在造一切万物 宇宙的时候，神没有说出什么理由。
God created all the other living creatures without
any reason. 当然，神有理由，但是神没有把那个理由留下来在圣经里。
God has his reason to create all the living creatures.
也就是神觉得人并不太需要知道神在那一个时候，神为什么做那些事情，神做了那些事情干什么。
But Genesis did not tell us why God created all those living creatures because God thinks that we don't need to know it.
只要你知道神是万有的起头就够了。
You just need to know that God is all the creatures, beginning of all the creatures.
但是在造人的时候呢？
But when God creates man,
神明确地说出。
And God clearly said,
他为什么要造人？
Why he created man?
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
平常我们读创世纪第一章，
Usually when we read chapter 1
那个字句我们读了很多遍的。
We read many times.
但是我们能掌握到主说那几句话的什么意思吗？
But do we understand a few words?
这个是难处。
This is the difficulty.
但是感谢神。
Thanks the Lord.
难处不在神没有说。
The difficulty is that
难处是我们领会不到神说的是什么。
God had told us, but we couldn't understand.
弟兄姊妹，你回到创世纪第一章。
And when you return to the chapter
1, 你看到神在创造人的以前。
And you see that before creating man, God had already mentioned his purpose.
神怎么说呢？
What did God say?
他说我们要按照我们的形象来造人。
He said, we want to create man in our own image.
让他去管理天，海里的鱼，空中的鸟和地上一切的走兽和昆虫。
So that he can rule over the fish of the sea and the bird of the air.
还有更重要的一个点。
And the more important thing.
和全地。
And the whole world, govern the whole world.
你看到
And you see,
神在造人的时候，把他造人的那个目的是摆得非常的明确的。
God has clearly said why he created man.
我用简单的话来归纳他。
And in conclusion, in simple words.
但你自己确实需要去想。
But you have to think yourself.
不能拿我的归纳出来的话，你说哦，这个就是结论。
You cannot take my conclusion as yours.
我只是提给弟兄姊妹一个思考的方向。
I'm only guiding you to think.
什么叫做照着神的形象被造？
What is creating according to his image?
这就把我们难倒了，是不是？
That is difficult to understand.
你说神的形象是什么？
And you said, what is the image of God?
我觉得我这句话在这个聚会里边也提过好多次了。
And I think I mentioned this a lot of times.
但是我看你今天晚上在这里聚会的弟兄姊妹，大半的脸孔对我来说是很新的。
But I see a lot of brothers and sisters with new faces to me.
所以我就会再说一遍。
So I want to repeat myself again.
什么是神的形象？
What is God's image?
这个是我们没办法能说得出来的。
This is something that we cannot use word to describe.
你说，如果我们是照着神的形象被造，
If you say that we are created according to his image,
那神的形象像我还是像他？
So is God's image like me or him?
还是我跟他都不像，像你？
Or it's not like him nor me, but Like you,
你找不到答案。
You can't find the answer.
因为你看哪一个人
，because whoever that you see,
总有他不一样的地方。
They are different.
脸生的弟兄姐妹
，the face, the brothers and sisters.
不，脸生的，我他妈在骂你。
The twin brothers and sisters.
我们看不出他们有什么区别。
We can tell the difference.
他们的父母一看就说这个老大，这个老二。
But their parents can tell who is the elder one and who is the younger one.
为什么他们分别出来？
How can they tell?
他们有一特别的、特别不一样的地方。
They have something special.
平常人看不到。
That the other people cannot see.
父母看到。
But the parents can see.
这样我们就注意到了。
Then we can pay attention.
神不是看我们的外表的形象像不像他。
God did not look at our appearance whether we are like him.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为神不是物质。
Because God is not a
material.
我
们这些人是物质。
We are material.
所以我们有不同的形象。
So we have different look.
但神不是物质。
But God is not a substance.
那这样就不是。叫物质成为神的形象，
so、how can
那就是很困难了。
So it's impossible to change a substance into God's image.
但是感谢神。
But thanks the Lord.
神不是物质。
God is not a substance.
神是灵。
He is a spirit.
他灵的形象和物质的表现 是根本是两回事。
The image of spirit and the appearance of substance are totally different.
神的形象是说到他自己的本质。
God's image is talking about his characteristics.
人的形象呢，只是说出我们外表的那个状态。
Man's image apply to our look, our appearance.
顶多是包括你这个人的个性扎点进去。
Or include a little bit of your personality.
但神不是这样。
But God is not.
神是灵。
He is a spirit.
他是很纯的一个发表。
He is a pure appearance.
什么纯呢？
How pure?
智慧
in wisdom,
权柄
in authority,
能力
in a capability,
体恤
and in his affection,
在性情上面所表达的
in his personality,
圣洁
purity,
怜悯
mercy,
都是里头的那个实质。
All are the inside criteria.
不是外面的那个表面的现象。
Not the outer appearance.
神说，那这样神的荣耀是什么？
So then, what is God's glory?
那我们就没有办法能下一个结论，也没有办法能领会的透彻。
Then we cannot have a conclusion on it.
所以神在他的话的里面。他亲自给我们有多处来看见神的形象乃是他的荣耀。
So God has in a few places revealed to us that his own image is the glory.
我是从旧金山来的。
I come from San Francisco.
今天晚上旧金山就很热闹。
Tonight San Francisco is very busy.
热闹不是因为今天是那个 Halloween.
It's not crowded because of Halloween.
热闹是因为昨天他们赢取了那个垒球的那个全国冠军。
But because they won a baseball
a champion.
Champion.
National champion. 那所以他们就很高兴了。
So they were all joyful.
你要发一个问题对旧金山的人说。
So if you ask them one question.
你打回来的。
Did you fight that game?
他没有回答你，没办法回答你这个问题。
They cannot answer.
他只能回答一个问题。
They can only answer.
我是看回来的。
I watched the game.
就让你看回来的。
So you watch the game.
跟你自己做出来的。
It's different from you play the game.
关你什么事？
So why are you related?
弄不着你那高兴热闹来潮嘛。
Why are you so excited?
弟兄姊妹们，你就知道了，荣耀和那个和那个现象的那个区别的地方。
Then you see the difference between glory.
神说我是照着我们的荣耀来把人造出来。
And God said, I created man in my image.
我们简单的领会就是说，神造人是为了显明他的荣耀。
We simply understand that God created man to show his glory.
怎么显明法呢？那就这个内容就太丰富了。
And how to show this is another...
这不是我们今天在这里这次交通的内容。
That's another big topic.
不过弟兄姊妹，你能知道的那个区别的地方，就给我们有一个心思的，那个去认识的路走。
But if you know the difference, then you will be able to seek the answer.
但是神不说出，我不是不单是为了我的形象来造人。
But God also saying that I don't create man just for my image.
我还要让我的权柄显明在一切被造之物的里头。
I also want to show my authority to all these living creatures.
但是谁来执行呢?
But who is going to
人来?
Take the action? It's man.
弟兄姊妹们，你就看到了。
Then you see, brothers and
sisters, 起初的时候
in the beginning,
神把他的荣耀和权柄毫无保留的全都委托给人。
God totally gave his glory and authority to man.
我刚才读念那个创世纪的话的里头是这样说的。
In the book of Genesis,
管理海里的鱼、空中的鸟、地上的走兽和昆虫和全地。
Rule over the fish of the sea and the birds of the air and over every living creature that moves on the ground.
我们感谢我们的神。
We thank God.
人和神起初的那个关系，在被造的那个点开始是美的很。
It's such a pretty relationship and beautiful relationship in the initial creation.
但是后来人走迷了。
But man went astray.
迷路就是在这里开始了。
And that's when man started getting lost.
怎么开始呢？
How did it start?
那是第三章里头的事。
That would be in chapter 3.
那我不再说了，弟兄姊妹们应该都知道那个历史的过程。
Brothers and sisters should know the history.
从那个时候，
starting
他们在不拣选神的，而拣选神以外的那个方法。
They did not choose God's way, but the way outside of God.
就造成了一个迷失。
And therefore it caused the fall.
这个一迷失。
And this is a fall.
人就接受一个眼见的结局。
And man received these consequences.
因为神说，你吃那个分别善恶树上果子的日子，就一定死。
Because God said, you will die once you eat the
那就是说你就有了尽头。
That means you end.
你也有了尽头。
Once you have an ending,
那我要交托你所承担的事情，
Then the burden I gave you
不能做成了，
cannot be accomplished.
迷失就在这里。
This is how men fall.
因为在这个简，对不起，其实我应该还说的多说一点话，但是时间没有给我这个权利，我只能就是轻轻的提提，只是提给弟兄姊妹一个你去寻求的那一个方向。
I would want to share more, but because of time, so I just want to point out to brothers and sisters so that you can continue to seek.
神把人造出来的时候，起初就让他们承担那么重的一个责任。
In the beginning, when God created man, this is a great
burden. 但是人凭什么去完成神的委托呢？
But how men have the authority to complete God's work?
神当时是给他们两个选择。
And God gave him two choices.
一个是选择神自己。
One is God himself.
一个是选择他们自己。
And one is themselves.
那就是从原则上面来说，
So in principle,
你要做成神的事情，
You want to accomplish God's will.
与神联合，靠着神，借着神来去完成。
You will connect with God to accomplish God's will.
或者是你说，神啊，你既然把荣耀权柄都交给我了，我就有把握，我就有办法去完成，我靠自己可以。
Or you will say that, oh God, you already gave me all the glory and authority. I'm going to use my own power to accomplish this work.
这样的心思一加上撒旦的魔鬼的那个诱惑。
Once this type of thought in you, plus the devil's evil's temptation,
人就选择我靠自己，我不需要靠神。
Then men choose to depend on themselves.
迷失就是迷失在这里。
This is how men fall.
从那个时候，
from that point,
人就成了一个迷路的人。
Men are in estray.
人就成了一个有尽头的人。
Man has end.
但是感谢主。
But thanks to
当人走迷的时候，
when man went astray,
神在伊甸园那里时候就已经宣告了神要预备一个拯救。
God has announced that there will be a salvation.
神要预备一个挽回。
God wants to redeem us.
要叫这些必死的人，
to call us those who are dying,
能重新回到生命树那一边去享用与神的连结。
Will return to the tree of life to enjoy the connection with God.
感谢赞美主。
Thanks the Lord.
那这个就是人在神面前迷路的那个起头和继续的发展，到我们这一代的人还是如此。
This is the beginning of how men fall until now, our generation.
但是问题在这里。
But here's the question.
这个迷路的人，你怎么能找到路了？你找到路来，就不是迷路的人。
A person who is lost, how can they find the way? If you found the way, then you are not lost.
人没有办法。
Man has no way.
说只有在神那个启救赎的启示里面所说出的神的儿子，在当时来说就是女人的后裔。
So only God's son, who is the descendant of woman,
他要造成这一个救赎。
He is going to form this salvation.
把迷失的人带回到神的面前。
To bring the lost man back to God. To do what?
去接受生命树的果子。
To receive the fruit from the tree of life.
所以刚才我说神儿子那个救赎的恩典不是把我们领回神的面前。
So the salvation from God is from the Son is not to bring us just back to the
Father. 是把我们领回父的面前。
It's not to bring us back to God, but back to Father.
弟兄，你就看，姊妹，你就看到这个历史的背景是这样子。
So now that you understand,
主所说我是道路这一个事实的。
So now you understand the history, and now why Jesus answered, "I'm the way."
我们感谢我们的主。
We thank our Lord.
但是问题又来了。
And here is another question.
如果问题只是这么一点点
，If the problem is just that,
那我们回到父那里去。跟我们回到神那里去有什么区别
？If that's only the problem, then what's the difference between going back to the Father and going back to God?
我不说刚才我说的，要么你就蒙福，要么你就是受审判到永远的灭亡，而不是不再碰那个面。
I just mentioned that you either choose to receive the grace or receive the eternal death.
因为主说我就是这真理的时候。
Because when Jesus said that I am the truth,
它是包括了一个事实在哪里
？That included a fact.
这个事实就是为什么你们是回到父的面前
？The fact is that why you are returning to Father.
如果没有这个真理的事实，你回到父面前和回到神面前没有什么两样。
If there is no difference in that truth, then there is no difference to go back to Father or to God.
但是因为我是这真理
，But because I am the truth.
问题就不一样了，完全不一样了。
Then the problem is different.
什么叫做这真理
？What is the truth？
就说不说这真理啊，就是真理本身了。
The truth itself.
所以难怪那个比拉多当时问什么叫做真理。
So that's why Pilate asked Jesus, "What is truth?"
人是搞不清楚这件事情的。
Man cannot totally understand.
到现在人还是搞不清楚这个事件的。
Even till now, man cannot understand.
顶高呢，人那个哲学观念就跑到绝对真理和这个一般真理，这个区别就已经是算是爬得蛮高的了。
We study philosophy to understand truth.
绝对真理 absolutely.
The absolute truth.
General truth. 什么叫做绝对的真理
？What is absolute truth?
绝对不能改变的事实就叫真理，就是绝对的真理。
The truth that cannot be changed.
那，然后你说的那一般的这真理呢
？And what is the general truth?
那就是你看到那个事情的现象，你找出它那个原理和那个造成那个现象的原因了。那个就是真理的事实嘛。
That is, you find the beginning and the consequences, then that's the general truth.
现在自然的科学全都是朝着这个方向走。
In our science nowadays, we are going towards this general truth.
你说许多的真，说许多各种各样的真理。
You mentioned a lot of different truths.
但是你发现一个问题。
But you will see.
这许许多多的一般人所谓的真理。
Or the truth that general people admitted.
有没有改变
Does it change?
多得很了是。
All the time.
遍地都是。
At all the time change.
我们说的比较简单一点的，弟兄姊妹们念书的比较多，你更一定很清楚。尤其是我上了我们这些年纪的人呢，你看到那些东西的改变呢，太多了。
to the brothers and sisters who study a lot, you will see that a lot of textbook change, and even from my age, those things has changed now.
那我念中学的时候
，When I'm in middle school，
我们念那个老师就告诉我们说
，And our teachers told us，
物质不灭
，Material don't disappear。
那个时候是真理
，And that was the truth at that time。
那个时候我们做实验上面也做出来了
，And we use experiment to test
你把一个蜡烛点了
，You burn a candle。
蜡烛一烧过去就没了嘛
，And once the candle burns，
你说物质不存在
，It disappear。
但是实验告诉我们说它还是存在
，But the experience told us that it exists。
它怎么存在呢？它变成另外一个元素存在。
It exists in different form，
是吧
？Is it true？
你不能说它不对啊。
You cannot say it's wrong。
我们那个时候就只有这个东西。
In our time, that was our truth。
后来等到原子弹一爆了。
Until the bombing of atomic bomb。
就是说，在原子科学上面已经是更多进一步的领会了。
And they have a further understanding。
一直发展到现在，你就看到那个变化有多大了。
And then till now, you can see all the changes。
我们那时候是说原子是最小的。
And we say that at that time the
atomic
was the smallest particle。
然后在。再一点就说哦不原子不是最大的
and,
不是最小的
and then later on they said the atomic is not the smallest
我现在我 脑子是记不了了
right now I cannot remember what
反正
is smaller
你念过那些书你都知道这些事情
but if you study science then you know
原子就分下来是你还记得我帮助我一下质子就变成了质子和中子那个就是那个原子又分成还有比它更小的
So atomic was even divided into smaller terms
那是不是已经就到底了呢
So is that the end
还没有到底
It's not the end
到现在
Even now
你去问那些抨击这些研究的人呢他说哦现在不是这样
If you ask the scientists they will tell you totally different
是什么
What is it
他说它从这个物质变成能力。
It turned from material into energy.
那能力呢？比方说，一使过了以后，使用过了以后呢
？And once the energy is used，
就不是怎么就变了
？And then we don't know how it's changed.
没办法再存在了，就
it cannot exist.
总有完的时候。
There is an ending to it.
这是一般人所说的那个原理。
Brothers and sisters, this is the general truth.
前几天我看一个是看生命迹象还是看一个什么地方？我看到一个从中国大陆出来的念那些物理的一个弟兄。
A few days ago, I was reading a scripture, and I read a brother who came from China.
他到了瑞典那边是在接触那么广的时候。他才信主的。
He went overseas and then later on he became a believer.
他过程我不说了。
I'm not going to.
但是我很欣赏他领会一件事情。
I'm not going to tell you how he became a Christian.
他说我所以能从那一个纯物质的那个基础上的回答到神的面前。
But he mentioned that how he changed from a practical person to God.
因为我发现一件事。
That he found out.
发现一些什么事呢
What did he find?
就是我们一直以为是说真理真理寻求真理结果寻求出来的真理都没有一点是真理
That the truth that we continue to seek and end up not the truth
他的领会的是什么样呢
So what did he understand?
他说他们只是能说出那个现象的变化的那一个那一个过程和一些道理。
He said he can only understand the process of the change.
但是我所念的所有这些，从来都没有一个真理说出他们这个现象从哪里开始。
But there is never an experiment to tell us where this starts from.
也就是说，如果这些事情是有它的规律
，So if all these things have its order，
它那个就不仅是一个现象的那个改变
，Then it's not just a phenomenon change，
领会的改变
，a image change，
而是能知道它这个改变的根源是在哪里。
But we should be able to understand to find out where is the source of this change。
更重要的是。因为这些个事情不是只是出现在少数的那个范围里
And also this thing doesn't happen only in the minority
在所有的事情的里边你只要发现里边有那个自然的规律你就看到在他们没有发生这个自然规律以前这个自然规律怎么会在那种现象里边发生的时候它也同时存在在那里
In all the matters there are natural orderBut where is the beginning of this order?
弟兄姊妹们，这就说出问题来了。
This is the question that we have.
那就是创世纪第一章。
That is the book of Genesis, chapter one.
创世纪第一章就开始说。
Book of chapter one mentions.
起初，神创造天地。
In the beginning, God created.
一句就很清楚地指出了万有的起源。
Just one sentence to mention where this earth
comes from. 万有的起源里边有的现象。
All the things that
神也在那里做了定规。
That God has set all the order.
你看到那些植物。
You saw all the plants.
他们该怎么生长
？How they are supposed to grow?
这个是现象的问题。
This is the phenomenon.
但是神的话在那里说
？But God's words said.
各从其类。
All the thing according to its kind.
弟兄姊妹们，这些话听起来很简单。
It's an easy sentence.
你要明白。他的话包含的是什么？那就很大道理。
But if you want to understand this one sentence,
很明显的把一切的真实的事物
，all the things
都是从神开始
，started from God，
也要回到神那去
，and will return to God。
这个是真理。
This is the truth。
这个就是主说，我就是真理。
And this is what God said. I
am the truth。这个真理是什么呢
？And what is this truth？
就是主说。
That is God said.
我说的话就是真理。
What I said is the truth.
神的道就是真理。
God's way is the truth.
你要说真理的话
，If you want to mention about truth,
你要从我的话里头去认识父是怎么样的，他要做什么事情。
Then you have to understand my word to understand how this Father is.
用简单的话来说
，In another word,
那是关乎神的所事。和神的所作
，That is related to what God is and what God do.
这个是真理。
This is the truth.
是这真理。
And the truth.
我们感谢我们的主。
We thank our Lord.
我在这方面也说的太多了。
I have mentioned many times.
不，上面的话就没时间说了。
And I might not have enough time.
所以我只能停在这里。我只是给弟兄姊妹们指出一个你思念主的话的那个方向。
I just want to point to
和那个实际的内容。
I just want to point to brothers and sisters to meditate on God's word.
然后主就说了。
And God said,
我是道路，我是真理。
I am the way, the truth.
我是生命。
And I am the life.
这就是一个很实际的问题了。
This is a practical question.
刚才说的都准确。
All what we said are accurate.
那你怎么去接受这些事实？
But how do you go about to accept them?
你怎么去接受他是道路？
How do you accept him as the way?
你怎么接受他所表达的是真理？
And how do you accept what he said is the truth?
你没有办法。
You have no method.
弟兄姊妹们，凭着我们的心思和理和那个思想的那种方法，没有一个办法可以叫我们碰到神的自己。
According to our mind and our thoughts, there is no way that we can guide to God's way.
因为我们的心思意念和想法。
Because our heart and our mind.
不管你透过文化来说也好。
No matter through your culture,
你透过自然科学来说也好
or through the science,
透过宗教来说也好
or through religion,
你离不开人的思想的范围和观念
you cannot escape man's thought.
那你凭借这个东西
So what do you depend on?
这些东西要是回到真理那方面去看的时候这都是分别树上发生出来的结果
Then these are all the things resulted from the tree of knowledge.
和生命是不连接的。
Not related to
life. 就是说和神本身是不连接的。
Or in another way to say, it's not connected to God.
你跟神本身不没有那个连接的那个条件，你怎么去认识神？
If you have no quality to connect to God, how
can you know Him? 你怎么能去接受那个道路和那个真理？
How can you accept the way and the truth?
没有可能的。
It's impossible.
我举一个很具体的例子，弟兄姊妹应该觉得，一方面是那个新闻很新鲜，另一方面你也知道人的那个，如果从人的思想、人的宗教观念来去留意的话，你永远找不到神的。
I'll give you this example from the news that you may be familiar with. That if you spend, if you depend on your own mind and heart, you will not find God.
我不知道弟兄姊妹们，你读新闻的时候有没有读到一段这样的消息
？When you heard the news, did you hear this?
是关于天主教的事情的。
It's about Catholic.
现在这个教王。
The Pope.
前不久。就是前几天，和他们的主教团在那里开大会。
Just a few days ago, he had a meeting with all his bishop.
大会的结论是什么呢
？And what is the conclusion from the meeting?
内容我们不知道。
We don't know all the things.
但是那段新闻发表出来的，那里头的就提出一个点。
But the news mentioned.
他说。天主教会
They said the Catholic Church
现在我们可以考虑接受进化论和进化的过程
Now we can consider accepting the revelation
那这个是他们那个新闻里面很特殊的主题
That is the topic in that news
但是他们就加上一个一个解说
But they also have this remarks
这个解说也是基督教的那些一些科学家里边所曾经主张过的那个主张
But this is the remarks recommended by a lot of Christians
他们说 他说进化是有这个事实
They said the revolution
但是起源是神
happened But what is the beginning
是神做起源然后慢慢就产生那个进化
That God is the beginning, and then later on, human change and revolve.
但是弟兄姊妹，我们现在都懂。
We all understand the theory.
许多信主的弟兄姊妹们，他们是做自然科学的，也是从我举一个例子就好了，就从人的观念的那个结论里头转回到特别在美国这边是比较明显一点称作整个宇宙的来源是出于一个智慧的设计
A lot of Christian scientists try to conclude telling us that the universe started from a beginning
是出于一个智慧的设计智慧是
And it started from a wisdom design
有一个名词的我要回想一下弟兄姊妹有没有知道这个的智慧设计那个英文
Intelligent design
不是 我现在头脑是完全记不起来那些新的东西进来出来就忘但是不想他的时候他又跑出来
I can't remember the term right now
什么 design 对不对？反正就是它是两个英文字，第二个英文字是 design， 那前面它是用哪一个？不是 internet， 是不去想它了。反正你记得个中文就好了，这中文就叫做智慧设计。
Is similar to intelligent design.
我们留意这个情形
And please pay attention
但 在基督教里头已经有很多的 基督徒已经放弃了那一个从前的那个所谓进化的观念啊，或是其他的那些，都转回到神自己的话里。虽然他们不是很明确的说出是神，他是提到用智慧设计这一个词来表达那件事。
A lot of Christians has abandoned the theory of evolution and returned to God's creation and using the term intelligent design.
但现在天主教就又跑回基督徒当中曾经有人跑破过的那个路。
But Catholic is returning to the wrong way.
你要是说从宗教的立场来说，你说天主教的历史那么长久，他们也有那么许许多多的历史，怎么会现在又跑到这个光景来？
Catholic has such a long history. Then how can they return to that?
我们不说那些理由。
We don't want to
reason. 我只是提出他那个观念，那个事情来说明一件事。
I only want to point out.
神是说
，God said，
你要凭着人本身的所有去追求认识神。
You have to depend on yourself to pursue God.
那没有结果的。
Then you will find no result.
那要怎样才有的
？Then how can you have result?
我是生命。
I am the life.
我们感谢我们的主。
Thanks the Lord.
主说我是生命。
Lord said, I am the life.
然后才说出，若不借着我，就没有人能到父那里去。
Then he continued to say, No one comes to the Father except through me.
为什么他是生命就有，就可以呢？
So why that his life can bring us?
弟兄姊妹，你注意到。
Then you see.
他凭什么来印证他是生命？
What did he count on to prove that he is the life?
他就因着他在经过了十字架，从死里复活。
He resurrected from the crucifixion.
这一个复活乃是说出了他的生命是死亡不能毁坏的。
His resurrected life proved that his life cannot be ruined by death.
所以这叫做生命。
And so this is the life.
什么叫做生命？
What is the life?
不能变动，不能死亡，不能给破坏的。那一个才是一个真实的生命。
Cannot be changed, cannot be destroyed. Then that is the true life.
弟兄姊妹，说到这一点，我插出去再说一些话。
And let me point to another way.
我看我们弟兄姊妹们，你们一定有这个经验。
I'm sure every one of you have.
你活在你的家中。
You live in your household.
如果你是亲生父母所生的，
If you are born by your parents,
你不像父亲就像爸爸妈妈。
If you, then you will look like either your father or your mother.
如果说你父母都不像的话呢，就一定是你父母两个人共同的地方，你有点像。
If you don't look like your parents, but then there will be something common that you look like.
我想这个是每个人都有印象的吧。
I'm sure you understand this.
你问有没有问过？
Have you ever asked?
为什么是这样？
Why is it like this?
弟兄姊妹们，
Brothers and sisters,
如果从具体人来说，
Practically speaking,
我的父母早死了，
My parents has passed away.
我父母的祖父母也就是我父母的父母，就是我的祖父母也早死了。
My grandparents passed away.
如果从个体上面来说，我的祖宗全都死掉了。
Individually saying that all my ancestors has passed
away. 但是有一件事情，
But there's one thing.
在我身上是完全是他们的东西。
In my life is all full of them.
你说你怎么知道？
Then you will say how do you know?
从前我们就猜了。
And then we were,
因为他像，所以就是了。
We were saying that's because he looks like them.
现在呢？
And now?
弟兄姊妹都知道了。
And you know,
基因一发生出来的时候，
the DNA,
你就看到了。
And you will see,
完全是一条线这样插来。
And it's come from the same line.
一点差错都错不了。
There is no change.
那是说出什么？
So what does it say?
生命的具体可以过去。
The life can pass.
The practical. Okay.
但是那个生命的本身是没有过去。
But the life itself carries on.
因为所以我们说我们是亚当的子孙。
So we say we are the descendant of Adam.
你见过亚当没有？
Have you seen Adam?
谁都没见过亚当。
Nobody have seen him.
但是我们怎么是会是他的子孙？
Then you will say, how can I be the descendant?
你从外面来看，有好多理由把我们推掉说我不承认我是亚当的子孙。
From your outside look, you can all deny saying that I'm the descendant of Adam.
但是基因一验。
But once from the DNA test,
你跑不了。
You cannot escape.
你不是亚当以外的人。
You are not outside of Adam.
你怎么看到这个吗？
Then you see.
什么就是生命？
What is
永不过去的那个？
What is life?
那个事实就是生命。
Life is something that carries forever.
你怎么能？有一个这样的事实给我们碰到呢？
Then how can we run into this fact?
你没有办法找到一个事情是有这个事实。
You cannot find any other thing that has this type of fact.
我是这生命。
But Lord said, I am the life.
怎么印证？
And how can he prove it?
从死里复活。
From, he resurrected from death.
但死里复活是他个人的事。
But resurrection from death is his
personal thing. 那跟我有什么关系？
How is it related to me?
弟兄姊妹们，这是我是生命的那一个秘诀。
This is the secret of him saying that I am the life.
他的生命。
His life.
在神的救赎的里头要成为我们的生命。
In the plan of salvation will become our life.
当他的生命成了我们的生命的时候。
When his life become ours.
感谢主。
Thanks the Lord.
道路真理就可以成为一个很完整的事实。
Then the way the truth can become complete in this life.
我们感谢主。
We thanks the Lord.
因着主自己的怜悯。
Because of God's mercy.
主非常明确地在那里说出。
He clearly told us.
他是生命。
He is the life.
我们借着他。
Through him.
我们就可以到父那里去。
We can come to the Father.
我说一个很具体的例子给弟兄姊妹们
看。
当你读圣经的时候
When you're reading the Bible,
你有没有读到主的传记
Did you read about our Lord's life?
有啊
Did you?
并且他的传记还不是只有一本一点点
His biography is not just a little part
用四本书来说他
But it was told by all four books.
马太、马可、路加、
Matthew, Mark, Luke, John.
你说为什么要用四卷书来说
And you would say, why we need four books?
一卷书也就够了。
One book is enough.
啊，你说一些伟大的人物啊，你一方面是说来说去，你不会把他说的完全的。
You know, there is for a great man, one book is not enough.
这一点我可以接受。
I can accept this explanation.
因为你看，人在写人间的伟人，都有好多好多的那个他的传记啦、传说啦，东西南北呀、都弄出来了。
Because for a great human, that there are so many different biography written by different people.
虽然也许有许许多多的。各种各样不同的传记来说一个人
Probably many different biography
但你看到那个所有的传记的主题都是朝着这个人他的特点来他的特点来说所以非常很绝大部分是相同是要 少部分的小问题不相同
But all these books mentioning one person the majority are mentioning the same thing only the small parts are different
但是你读四福音的时候
And when you're reading the four gospel book
如果你实在是会读神的话
If you truly know how to read God's word Then you will see
四本四福音
And all these four books
里面所说的好像是大体相同
They look alike Mentioning about the same thing
但事实上呢是大体都不同
But in fact they are different
跟人的传记就完全不一样的。
It's different from human's biography.
神为什么要把四要说到我们的主的时候，要用四个福音来说
？But why God want to use four gospel books to mention our Lord?
感谢主。
Thanks the Lord.
一面是把我们的主的所事向我们
说得清楚。
One is to clearly tell us what he is.
但是同时也把主的所作跟我们的关系也说得非常的清楚。
And at the same time, clearly tell us what he did related to us.
笼统的一句话来说。
In general speaking,
神乃是说道。
God said.
这一位神的儿子是所以成为人。
That this son of God become man.
乃是为着神要把他原来所造的人的那个真正的样式摆出来。
Is to reveal the original design of God, the on man as the image of God.
所以你就 一面你是可以看见。
So on one side you can see.
是福音是在那里说出主就是主所要的那个人。
That Lord is the one that Father wants.
但是如果只是这样的话，
but if that's the
那跟我们没有关系。
Then it's not related to us.
但是感谢主。
But thanks the Lord.
因为主是生命，也成了我们的生命。
Because Lord become life and become our life.
这就带出一个结果来了。
And it bring out a
result. 这是在主里头的人。
That we are in Him.
要让神把他们造就成为神所要的人。
So that God can mold these men into how God wants.
那所以说我们读四福音的时候呢？
So when we are reading the four
gospel
books,
如果弟兄姊妹你留意的话，
if you pay attention,
你注意四福音有四个不同的那一个那个中心点。
The four books has four different aspects.
头一本马太。
The first book of Matthew.
马太说什么？
What did Matthew talk about?
马太说，基督是王。
Matthew mentioned that the Lord is king.
什么王？
What type of king?
宇宙的王。
The universe king.
你特别就注意到。
Then you pay attention.
我不说那个具体的内容，我只是说一个特点给弟兄姊妹注意就好。
I just want to bring out the special point.
主从死里复活以后。
After Lord resurrected from death.
主会升天以前。
Before he ascended.
主就跟对门徒宣告说。
And the Lord said to the
disciples, 天上地上所有的权柄都交给我了。
All the heaven and earth authority has given to me.
这个是什么？
What is this?
这个就是王吗？
That is king.
他不仅是他出生的时候是出生在王的家族里。
Not only he was born from the descendant of king.
他也出生在神的应许里。
He also born under the promise of God.
他在神的应许里所表达的就是他是王。
What God promised is that he is the king.
那你接着什么是说你是王？
So by what you call yourself king?
如果说到他出生的时候，他的父亲是一个最普通的平民，不过是犹大家里头的一个木匠而已。
When he was born, his father was only a carpenter.
你凭什么做王？
How can you claim as king?
感谢主。
Thanks the Lord.
因为他本来就是，他成为人。
Because he is, but he became man.
他借着死而复活。
And through death, he resurrected.
就显明了他是万有的主。
And revealed to us that he is the king of the world.
这是马太的特点。
That's the characteristics of the book of Matthew.
那马太的特点最末了是什么？
And what is the ending?
是叫跟随他的人做他的学生。
Is to call the people who follow him.
是不是？
As
你读马太福音读到最末后的时候。
And what is the end chapter in the book?
他告诉门徒去传福音。
He called the disciples to spread.
传什么福音？
To spread what type of gospel?
传主是救主。
To spread that God is the Savior.
但重点的话在哪里？我所教导你们的，你们都教导他们去遵守。
So,What I told you, you tell the world to follow.
我就与你们同住，直到永远。
That I will be with, then I will be with you until the end of the world. What is that?
他是得着万有的，他是得着天上地上所有权柄的王。
He is the king who has all the authority in the
heaven and earth. 他要与你同住，直到永远。
And he will dwell with you until the end of the age.
那你是什么？
So who are you?
你要是会读福音书，你读到那里你就知道主要接我们做学生。
If you read the Bible, then you will see that he wants us to be his student.
学他做什么？
To learn from him.
学他去做木匠？
To be a carpenter?
不。
No.
是学他去做 天上地上所有的权柄都归给他的这个事实。
To learn to be like him with all the authority in heaven and earth.
你先记住这个事情。
And remember this.
主就与你们同在，直到永远。
The Lord will be with you forever.
这是马太福音。
This is the book of Matthew.
但是你读到马可福音的时候。
And then when you read the book of Mark.
哎呀，你说我们真是厉害啊。
Then you will see.
我们是万有的主同一个位分的人啊。
The same Lord of the universe.
但是你读马可福音
But when you are reading the book of Mark,
那个情绪就完全变了。
It changed.
为什么？
Why?
因为在马太福音的里头，
In the book of Mark,
主所表现的不是做王的人。
What Lord revealed is not as a king.
在马太福音里头所表达出来的这个是什么？
What is it revealing through this book?
所以读圣经的人就说，马太福音是说到他是仆人。
So the book of Mark revealed that Lord is the servant.
他是仆人。
He is servant.
他是王。
And, but he is king.
他又是仆人。
And he is servant.
怎么样呢？
How is that be?
你说大概他是神的仆人。
Then you would say maybe he is the servant of God.
他不那里不是说到他是神的仆人。
No, it's not just servant of God.
你是看到主是众人的仆人。
And you would see that Lord is the servant of people.
他是在那里说到什么？
And what does that mean?
我来不是受人的服侍。
I come here not to be served.
他是王，他来不是受人服侍，说干什么？
As a king, if you don't come to be served,
他说我来就是不是受人的服侍。
But he said, I'm not coming to be served.
我是要服侍人。
I'm here to serve people.
怎么服侍法呢？
How did he serve?
不但是给你医病赶鬼。
Not only to heal you.
而不是给你五饼二鱼吃。
Not just to give you fish and
bread. 也不是叫你的死掉的孩子活过来。
Not just call life. Out of that.
他是做这些事情，这些是服事的内容。
This is the servant's what he has done.
但是实际上的呢？
But in practical.
他那个服事都不在那些东西上。
His service is not just on those things.
他是借着那一些服事来表明他的权柄、能力、智慧是何等的高、何等的大。
He only revealed himself with high wisdom through all these services that he did.
但是他实际上服事是什么呢？
But what is his real service?
你注意主说的。
And you pay attention to what he said.
我来不是要人的接受人的服事。
I come here not to accept the service from man.
我是来服事人。
I am here to service man.
怎么服事法呢？
How?
并且要舍命。
To give my life,
做多人的救赎
to be the savior for all.
他是来做救人脱离死亡的那一个事情，那个是他的主的服事。
He come to serve to give himself up for our life.
用现象来说，他是舍命的服事。
He gave our life. He gave us our life.
从实际来说，是叫人得生命的服事。
And in practical, the service is to give us life.
弟兄姊妹，我们感谢神。
Thanks the Lord.
这一位做王的人，他是来服侍我们，要叫我们向他一同做王。明天我要和弟兄姊妹交通这方面。
This king come down to serve us so that we can be a king with him.
然后你就看到路加福音。
And then you turn to the book of Luke.
你看到路加福音的时候，你看到好多事情好像是一样，但是实际上也很不一样。
A lot of things seems talking about the same thing.
但是在路加福音的里，你看到的是什么？
In the book of Luke, what did you see?
我已经刚好到过一点点钟啊。
And let me use a little bit more time.
在路加福音里头，你所看见的是一个完全的人。
You see from book of Luke that he is a pure, complete man.
这个完全的人呢，我点出那个特点，他就是神的儿子。
He is the perfect man, the son of God.
你从哪里看到呢？
And how do you see it?
从主的出生你就看到。
From the birth of him.
在主的出生的那些记录里头，你不要把它当故事看，也不要把它当历史看，你要看他做主怎么显明他自己来看。
From the birth, don't look at it as a history. Don't look at it as a story.
但是最特别的那一点是在他的家谱。
That is from his genealogy.
马太的家谱是从亚伯拉罕开始。
It started from Abraham.
路加的家谱呢？
And how about Luke?
是把主一直算到最末后神。
But it accounted to the end belonged to God.
很显然地摆出一个神所要的人就是这样的一个人。
And here it clearly shows that what God wants is a man like this. What type of man?
是神也看为看他为完全的人。
That a man considered perfect.
他没有任何一件事情是越过神的范围来做来说来做的。
That there is no one, not one thing that he did not obey God.
完全毫无保留的按照神的心思来发表。
He totally obeyed God.
一直到最末了。
Till the end.
你看。
You see.
神一个完全人摆在那里
That is a perfect man.
神也就是把我们这些人要从迷失带回完全
God wants to bring us these astray people back to him
那你就看到了、
so、
三个福音都说出我们怎么从迷失给 让神带回神所要的那一个光景
From these three books you see how God bring us back
那你怎么能给带到这个地步呢
So how do you get to that point?
你说多读圣经了
You said read,
多参加聚会了、多做这些善事了
Read Bibles, do good things, come togethering
当然有些事我们是该做的
Of course, these are what we should do
但是做这些事情并不帮助你跟神的关系能进到正常
But doing these things would not return the normal relationship with you.
所以约翰福音就出来了。
So then here comes the book of John.
约翰福音是说出什么呢
What does book of John reveal?
就是说出基督是生命了。
That it revealed that Lord is the life.
一开始就说到了生命的起源。
It mentioned the beginning of life.
指出了人他就是人的生命的源头。
That he is the beginning of all life.
人迷失了。
Man is lost.
约翰福音就很清楚地指出你必须要重生。
So book of John clearly mentioned that we have to
follow. 你重生了以后
that we follow the Lord.
你看到约翰福音里头他所发表的跟前面三个福音所发表的不完全相同但是有一条线是相同就是说明主是谁。
You will see that the book of John is a little bit different from the three books above, but you will see the line still the same to point out who is this Lord.
所以因此你读约翰福音读到最末了。
And so to the end of book of John,
就很清楚地点出一件事。
Then you clearly see the point.
就因他的名得永生。
That because of his name we receive the eternity.
我们感谢我们的主。
We thank our Lord.
四本福音。
The four books.
神在那里把他的儿子很完整的向我们来发表。
God completely revealed his son to us.
那印证一件什么事情呢
？To reveal to us.
我就是生命。
That he is the life.
感谢赞美我们的主。
Thanks and praise the
Lord. 主说我是道路。
He said, "I am the way."
我是真理。
I'm the truth.
我是生命。
I'm the life.
若不借着我
，except through me，
没有人能到。父哪里去
No one comes to the Father.
我们感谢主
We thanks the Lord.
我今天必须要停在这儿了
Today I must stop here.
明天晚上我才和弟兄姊妹去看
Tomorrow night I'm going to review with brothers and sisters.
怎么到父的那里
How can we come to the Father?
来看到主当年说这句话的时候要我们这些人怎么去领会他在我们身上的所事和所做
To see that in that time when Jesus said this, how does it apply to us?
好让我们能很准确的若做一个真实的跟随主的人。
So that we can accurately be the followers of our Lord.
到主显现的时候，我们也能与他一同显现在荣耀里。
Till the time when Lord returns, that we can also appear with him in glory.
因为弟兄姊妹，你别的都。经文你也许会忘记，这里有一句经文你是不容易忘记的。
You might forget verses, Bible verses.
那是希伯来书第二章第十节。
But you should remember in the book of Hebrew, chapter.
因为神要领许多的儿子。
Because Lord want a lot of children.
做什么
？To do what？
到荣耀里去。
To bring them into glory.
神不但是要你做儿子。
Not only he wants you to be his son.
他是要你做一个进到荣耀里去的儿子。
He wants you to be the son who enter into the glory.
那你怎么能进到荣耀里做儿子呢
？Then how can you enter into glory?
主在约翰福音就说
，Lord told us in the book of John,
因为我是道路。
Because I'm the way.
是真理。
I'm the truth.
是生命。
I'm the life.
人借着我。
Through me.
就可以到父那里去。
Then you can come to the Father.
到那里做什么呢？
To come to the Father for what? To receive glory.
那这一个部分，明天晚上我跟弟兄姊妹在交通。
I'm going to mention this.
巴不得我们能知道神对我们的那个救赎的计划是怎样的安排，我们就回想我们该如何预备好自己，等候在主显现的时候，我们与主一同显现在荣耀里。
We really should know what is the plan of God for us, so that we can prepare ourselves getting ready for His return.
我们同样的祷告。
And let's have more prayer.
主啊，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
因为你的心思在我们的身上是何等的宝贵。
Because your thought in us is so precious.
在我们还没有认识你以前，你已经知道我们。
Before we understand, before we know you, you understand us.
在我们的祖宗还没出来以前，已经在那里有了各样的定规。
Before our ancestors, you already have all these rules.
我们的失败，我们的软弱，我们的愚昧和无知，主啊，你都能忍受下来。
Our failure, our ignorance, you bear all of these.
你却为着我们来预备救赎的恩典。
And for us, you prepare the salvation for us.
从启示到那个具体的实现。
From the revelation to the practical fact.
你要把我们带回你自己的家中。
You will bring us back to your home.
你要我们成为你在荣耀里的种子。
You want us to be your children.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
因为父神的心意在你的身上是如此的向我们显明。
Because Heavenly Father's will has revealed through you.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
因为你毫无保留地顺服父的旨意来做成一切。
Because you totally obey the Lord, the Father, in order to accomplish this.
赐生命的主也进到死亡里，你也甘心。
You are the Lord who gives life and you enter into the death.
我们向你低头敬拜。
We bow our head to worship you.
你主你是如此的活在神的面前。
Because you live in front of the Lord.
你是这样的走过做人的道路。
You have walked through the life as man.
所以你向我们说。
And so you said to us.
你是道路真理生命。
That you are the way, the truth, and life.
人要借着你就可以回到父那里去。
Through you, then we can return to the Father.
我们感谢主。
Thanks the Lord.
你就是这样的。在我们身上做了工。
You have worked in us like this.
我们是也是这样的被你带到面前。
And we were brought to you.
我们谢谢主。
We thanks the Lord.
全是恩典。
All gracious.
全是怜悯。
All mercy.
我们再一次说。
We said it again.
要称颂要归给你。
All the glory and thanks to you.
感谢爱戴归给你。
All the love to you.
但愿主吸引我们的心更多的来寻求认识你。
May the Lord attract us more to worship you, to understand you.
我们将祷告仰望，奉主耶稣基督的名。
Our prayer in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Amen.